M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dang is going to be making another movie with a twist.
And it's not The Happening. It's kind of nice. You don't forget anything. This is nice. Yeah, well, get a better job. Get a fucking better job, Kendrick, and you want to work all the time. Can you sigh louder for the people in the audience? Can you sigh softer for the people in the car?
Set sock, everybody. I was only asking about the... That is recording, right?
Yeah. Sure.
It's been so long.
It's been so long and been so long. It's been so long, it doesn't even matter. Is that a better version?
I don't know. Wow, I made the wrong choice here.
Sure, right.
Going that way. Jesus, I didn't even see it on the way coming in. All right, how do I get out
left.
Of this place?
Okay,
good. That's
gonna help. Oh, God, I thought you were going to miss it if I didn't shout. That's how directions work, right?
No.
No, okay. Well, I didn't know that now.
See, I was like, I should stop reversing onto that street because it's dangerous and stupid, so I should go this way. Instead, different dangerous and stupid outcome.
Yeah, random construction that nobody knew about, so.
Anywho. I was only texting this morning because I was like, you sent me a bunch of messages, or you verbally said stuff, and then you messaged me, and I was confused as to what the arrangement was, because I remember, like, you were driving, and then you were going to be on time, and then you were going to be early.
Oh, yeah, because I had to take Aaron to the airport this morning, but...
And then I kind of overslept a little because I was working last night.
It worked out perfectly.
Yeah, good.
Because I got to lay in bed for a little bit longer. Right. We had some Mexican food last night, nice. And in the inside of my body now is a war zone. And
is it a Mexican border situation?
But it's weird, because I don't know if it was that food or if it was something else, but it's definitely not good. There's, like, reporters in there that are, like, reporting, and they're, like, bombs going off and stuff, and
Jesus.
10 people have died inside of me.
You're big enough. Which one of these do you want? I got a peach, and I got a berry.
Oh, peach.
All right. Sitsock.
Highball. You should make sure to give us that sweet, sweet highball money.
By the way, we're on Sitsock, and highball should give us money.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick.
And there's an Amy in the back. She said shalom, but just in case you were wondering, she doesn't practice Judaism at all.
Am I not allowed to say that?
No, you can. I'm just saying,
she doesn't have to practice because she's already good at it.
I thought it was just agreeing.
She doesn't have to practice Judaism because she's already good at it. I didn't know you were
adept
Druish.
At Judaism. Anyway, she's drinking a lime highball.
We've got the whole slew of variants today, except for the grapefruit. Because we needed one more person to be in the car for grapefruit. Joe/Alex/Kevin.
Joe/Kevin.
I don't know. I don't have any desires. Turns out.
My desire was actually to open this because I'm really thirsty. I didn't eat very much, a very big dinner because I was working. So I was like, oh, grab some leftovers, put them in my mouth, and then I go. And I had this fucking leftover chicken cordon bleu that was amazing with puff pastry around it, and that was good. But I realized, like, that wasn't a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really get around to doing it because I was working and not paying attention. And then I kind of transitioned and had a couple of whiskeys and then had just a little bit of this tequila left, and I finished that off. And then we were playing Overcooked, and I went to bed, and then I realized I didn't really drink enough water or eat enough food that contained moisture. So, like, I woke up all parched this morning.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that. So, are you going to eat, like, 6 burritos when we get to work?
No. I'm going to continue on this not eating so much train. Trying to eat less.
Is that working?
It did before.
Cool.
I don't know if it'll work this time.
Weight loss advice from Kendrick Evans.
We've talked about the Elif diet on here before, I know.
Mm-hmm.
The eat less, you fatty, fat, fat diet. Eat less, you fatty, fat, fat. Elif.
Elif.
Yep.
How long do you say the F sound for?
Long enough.
Okay. Fair enough.
So that's worked for me before, but of course, people's metabolisms change, and the amount of food that they're offered at work changes. And these things change stuff.
These things change.
I used to do the Elif diet, which worked great when I had to buy my own food and bring my own food at lunch, but now we're spoiled, rotten little children.
Children!
And so it's
some scraps.
It's really hard to do that now. So what I did before it was really good was, like, we used to have that burger place that you never got to go to, Snarf Burger, which apparently wasn't affiliated with Snarf Sandwich, or was? I have no idea if it was related to Snarf Sandwich.
I was just about to ask that. is it affiliated with Snarf sandwiches?
I don't know, but it was a Snarf burger, and it was really good, and it was in an old Sonic, so it was a little sketchy.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We walked over to it all the time to get burgers, because they had all that good stuff. They also had hot bologna sandwiches.
They'd fry
up a slice of bologna with some onions on it, and then a piece of cheese, I think, on like white bread. It was like ultimate fucking comfort food.
Did they grill the bread at all, or just like...
I think they toasted their bread.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't grow up eating hot bologna sandwiches. We only ate them occasionally because there was only one brand of bologna my parents would eat.
Oscar Mayer.
Nope. I can't remember the name. Mom, send me the message because I want to remember the name, but it's a Minnesotan thing, I think.
Like, so your bologna didn't have a first name?
I know it did. That's why I was trying to do the joke, and then I immediately forgot the name of the butcher, and I just fucked it up, so thank you.
Does your bologna have a second name?
Yes, it does.
What? It has two names, and it's not Oscar Mayer?
Yeah, the second one's bologna, though.
Sounds like copyright infringement. Your family name is bologna. That's how you know what family you belong to.
hot bologna sandwich. Anyway, what I do is I go, and I get the smaller burger, because it's bigger and smaller, and then I'd order a thing of fries. We go back to the office, I just put the fries in the middle between everybody, right? And then I eat like one or two of them, and then the rest would just disappear.
Then were they not good fries or something?
No, they were amazing fries. But the trick was, if you eat, you know, eating a pound of French fries is a lot of grease and carbs in it. If you're trying to eat less, but you still want French fries, you can't be like, can I get two French fries, please? I mean, most places won't do that.
There's a size that you can order that some places that's like kind of like off a menu size that they have.
Oh,
it's called a small.
Yeah, this place had regular and big. Like, it was one of those kinds of places. And big was, like, just a big bag of fucking stuff full of... It was almost like Five Guys method of fries
method.
Dispersal. So, that's what I was saying. And so, the other thing I'm going to try and start doing with Kate Moore is splitting entrees.
Amy and I have talked about that and literally never done it once. And I don't know why we don't do it, Amy.
Because we always forget.
Yeah, I think. Or we don't want the same things or something.
It's tough because you do have to want the same thing. Some places will do, like, different specials or small plate things or something like that, but it's tough because those things never look quite as delicious. So, or the worst part is, like, Kate and I will split something, but we'll also get an appetizing dessert. And you're like, okay, this is,
defeated the purpose of splitting
the thing.
The
wrong way. So, yeah. Like whenever we go to Alamo these days, I don't know why, because their food's, all the rest of it is good, but we'll get into this thing where we'll get a pretzel, the meatballs, and... the fried pickles,
mm-hmm.
and then just eat that.
Were they like meatballs?
Yeah, they have meatballs at the Alamo at the Salons.
Are they just like big old meatballs? Or
it's like a little pan about the size of my fingers encircled,
mm-hmm.
middle and
top. Oh, that big. That's great.
Maybe
I shall not
just
scrape. No, don't scrape it. It's better if they don't know.
Well, you know, everyone here knows the size of my hands. Awkward. And it's I think they're mixed meat. I think it might be chicken primarily. And then they're so it's like packed full of little meatballs. And then there's, like, cheese in the middle and some sauce around it. It's good. It's not, like, amazing, but it's nice, and they're little meaty guys, and it's a little more protein than all the fried stuff. Yeah. And then, like, then we'll just get that. And it's like, well, this isn't a lot of food, but it's not really a little bit of food either, right?
Because
it's still half a pretzel, a couple of fried pickles, and I eat most of the meatballs because they always come out later because they take longer to cook. And then by then, Kate's full or distracted by the movie.
Or both.
And I'm never distracted enough by a movie to eat. I'm always like, oh man, this is interesting.
It's a fine art of multitasking to be able to eat while watching movies and not be distracted by eating. It's called the stuff your face, you fatty fat fat method.
Yeah.
Staff.
Although, there's one thing that I dislike about that method of doing the appetizers is I like to get burgers and fries there because there's always the sneaky fry that you don't see because the lights are off that's hiding under the rim. And then you're like putting your hand, you're like, oh yeah, secret fry. Fuck yeah.
Secret French fry.
Oh yeah. Kevin America just punched somebody. Secret fry.
Have you tried their gravy yet that I told you to try like 6 podcasts ago?
I do not recall.
Like
this.
The green chili gravy that they have with their chicken tenders that you can order at any time on the side?
No.
It's really good.
I do not recall.
If you like gravy.
I forgot.
If you don't like gravy, go fuck yourself.
I love gravy. We were going to go to see Aquaman.
Aquaman's?
But we rescheduled something, so we may not go see Aquaman.
When were you going to see it?
Sunday morning. I think the only time we can see movies these days.
Oh, well, I haven't seen Aquaman yet, and I want to see it, so.
Well, it's only, okay, well, we're going to date the podcast here, but it'll be out for a little more, I think. I'll just say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite out. Like, I was comparing it to BVS, D to the J, as far as how long it was in theaters, and I bet you it'll be another Yeah, fuck it. I think it's another
month. Didn't do relatively well?
It already grossed more than BVSD to the J.
Yeah, but that's like saying nothing, isn't it?
Well, okay. Date the podcast time. It's in week 5 or 6 right now. And BVSD to the J was out for like 12 weeks. 12 or 15 weeks, I think.
Okay.
And it's already beat it domestically.
Mm.
And it knocked the pants off internationally, I think.
Cool.
Because I'm pretty sure... I think Aquaman was one of the ones that... did really, really well internationally. Like, surprisingly well. Kind of like Black Panther, which still surprises me how well it did in, like, China.
Huh. Interesting.
Black Panther was huge in China, and it's like, China's not known for liking the black people.
Whoa.
Like, it's kind of a thing in cinema.
You mean the Wakandans? They have a racial designation. Is that right? A geographic designation? Anyway, the movie we should be talking about is Into the Spider-Verse, because that movie's pretty sweet.
A little late,
A little late? What do you mean a little late?
This podcast won't come out till like June.
Yeah, but that's how all of our movie reviews are working.
Fair. I guess we don't have to worry about spoilers. There was a third of a gallon of tea upright just sitting on the side of the road there. It was Arizona tea.
You never know what you're
going to
need.
I couldn't determine if it was sweet.
So what did you think of Into the Spider-Man's verse?
Go or don't go?
That's not a really good description of the movie, I feel, but I do
I fucking loved it. I loved it. It was beautiful. I liked the story. I liked how it didn't feel as pandery as they sometimes do because I don't know much about the Miles Morales storyline, but I know some of the ones, because he was before they started doing the whole, like, let's include every demographic squad so that we can tick all the boxes.
Yeah, original Miles Morales was the second Ultimate Spider-Man after the Ultimate Spider-Man, Peter Parker in the Ultimate Spider-Man universe died.
Yeah.
So, he was in the Ultimate Spider-Man before they started doing, like, Miss Marvel as Camilla and, you know, Adamus Cho as Hulk and things like that.
Which I don't really have a huge problem with. It just feels like eventually it's like, okay, which is the next in the multicultural family are we going to include to make sure we take all the boxes?
Yeah.
But I feel like even with that kind of bullshit mindset I have coming into it, being a dick, watching this was like, this is amazing. Like, this is such a great way to handle all of the, like, all of the elements of that. All of the class struggles, the every fucking Spider-Man thing.
Yeah.
Fit perfectly into it.
And they did manage to do an origin story, too, but you don't really think of it that way, I don't think.
No, what I loved is that they took the piss out of it.
Yeah.
They did the origin story 7 times.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, one last time, because they know everyone's fucking sick of the origin stories of Spider-Man, and they did it, and they owned it, and I loved it.
And yeah, I guess
I guess spoilers, by the way.
Yeah,
like, they're already firmly in a spoiler.
A lot of what they did in that movie, I guess they redid, they like shot it all and filmed it all, but they made it all, and then they went back after and redid a bunch of stuff, because, not like, because of audiences, but because they wanted it to look very comic booky, and like, the style needed to look very comic-y.
My experience when I was watching it, and I've actually heard several people say this now, which is to say Adam Savage on the internet said it, which means everybody believes it.
Ah.
Was that it kind of almost looked like we were in the 3D one and didn't get the 3D glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were doing the red and blue shifting.
Mm-hmm.
But that was totally intentional, I guess. And it makes sense, but it's funny how nowadays that's my sensation. It's like, oh, shit, are we in the 3D one? And you're like looking around, and you're like, no one else had glasses. Was I supposed to get? Oh. Okay, and then it'd be fine again, and you'd realize it was, because normally everything's kind of fuzzy when you do that, but this one it was just the background, like, oh, they're fucking with us, I get it. And it made sense, because it was like, no, don't look over there, dummy, look over here, and it's focus pulling and whatever, but I heard on the same podcast that I was watching, Adam Savage mentioned that just the other day, that apparently there's a whole bunch of crazy shit happening as far as the production of that one, and I want to go watch it again. I don't think I'll have time to see it in the theaters, but I want to go watch it again, because apparently there's like a couple of the animation styles, because everyone's got different animation styles,
mm-hmm.
they're being rendered on it in the native frame rate of whatever that would be. So like I guess some of them were actually in 15 frames per second instead of 30.
Huh.
That's why their motion looks strange.
Yeah,
because they wanted the motion to look strange.
Huh.
And so they're interposing 15 frame animation over 30 frame animation for some of the characters.
Yeah, so the only thing I had heard was, it not as deep as that, it was just that they did a lot of really cool, like, I think things that they're actually, like,
copywriting now?
Yeah, they're trying to patent
like, they're
something.
Trying to patent some of the, like, ways that they did that movie because
and that
was
one
so
of the things.
Novel.
And that was also, again, it's so funny you mentioned this because I was just watching this and Adam Savage just started swearing and yelling, like, no, don't fucking copyright that. Like, don't, no. Let, let other people use it. They'll figure it out for you. And it was like, only a person who's been in the industry a long time like that would have that mindset. I was like, don't patent it. Let other people, like, play with it. And they'll figure out cool stuff that you can then use.
Being, like, the, like, Wiimote type thing where, like, people were just, like, crazy, going crazy on the infrared thing on the Wiimote. And like, whoa, all this cool stuff that you can do. But, yeah, Amy, what did you think about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
I liked it a lot. And I didn't know much... anything about it going in, because I haven't read the comics.
Neither.
But I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the art style a lot. I really enjoyed the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fun how they kind of integrated it into the different scenes.
The music was really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. Very bold.
The one. They also did that Christmas album thing, which I thought was pretty clever. Or, like, one of the Spider-Mans talks about how he's, like, so famous they asked him to do a Christmas album, and then they, like, released that Christmas album around Christmas for real, and it had, like, 5 songs on it, and it was just the different Spider-Man singing different Christmas songs.
That's funny.
Which was pretty cool.
I also really liked, one of the things I liked was how they could integrate a character like Spider-Ham without it being completely ridiculous, which was amazing when you think about it, because that could have tanked the whole thing, right?
Yeah, it could have. It's like a weird, like, kind of mix of Who Framed Roger Rabbit or something like that, where you got all these, like, weird cartoon things happening, but there weren't so many of them. You know, got distracted and
It wasn't enough to take away from the severity of the situation. Mm-hmm. It was just enough to lighten the mood a teensy bit, but it was still kind of a tense situation.
Yeah.
Like, that big fight scene near the end, right, where it's all the crazy fighting and anti-gravity and all the shit's happening, and... And Spider-Man Noir is just punching everybody because, listen, see?
Mm-hmm.
Smell that? Punch.
Nicolas Cage's best movie ever.
Yeah, best Nicolas Cage movie, hands down. I defy you to name a better one.
Defy me?
Yeah.
Face Off. Con Air.
Wasn't Face Off a TV show?
No, Face Off was a John Woo movie.
She gets it.
I know, I get it too, but I hate you.
I know, I actually couldn't stand Face Off.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I got like 30 minutes into it, and then I just turned it off and walked away.
The Rock is pretty good. The one with Sean Connery, where they try to break into Alcatraz.
He's in that?
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about.
No, we're always talking about Nicolas Cage.
I thought the idea that they could have this movie exist and still have the Tom Holland ones exist was a pretty good play.
Yes.
Like, they could... Yeah, I thought that was interesting that... They set it up so it was like, oh, this doesn't matter what's happening elsewhere because it's not this one.
It's the other universe.
Yeah.
Yes, I really liked how they leaned into that. Actually, that was pretty cool, but I do feel like that also might alienate some of the non-crazy fans as much a little bit. But, well, that's the bummer. Like, you want a movie like this to do really well so they can keep making them.
It did well.
I guess, did it?
I thought so.
Well, the only thing that got me was I didn't hear about it until it was out.
Mm.
I missed it completely.
It was in front of lots of the Marvel movies. Like, I thought it was in front of Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, I didn't catch it.
Like, it was like one of the part of the movie pre-trailer things. Like, one of the ones they have to show and they don't get to choose their own. Because it was like a pre-movie thing, like they do with Disney movies, where like you go to see Frozen, but you see the little short in front.
I missed one Marvel movie and I missed the whole thing, I guess.
Did you not see Ant-Man and the Wasp? That's pretty cool.
I didn't catch it because it came out right when we were traveling, I think. Mm. Didn't it come out in April?
No, I don't remember.
Whatever it was, we were traveling, and then it was like, oh, is that a movie? So, okay, fuck it.
But yeah, so, like, that's going to be cool. But, like, I mean, there's, like, in, like, 2 months, we're going to get the whole slew of resolution movies from, like, you know, Avengers, Infinity War. And I'm very excited for, like, the 3 months. That's, like, you know, March, April, May.
It's going to be a fun time up here. Did you see anything about Unbreakable or Glass?
Glass? Yeah, I really want to see that, too.
I never saw Unbreakable. I didn't realize it was that good.
You never saw Unbreakable?
No.
That's, like, one of M. Night Shyamalan's, like, best movies. Because it's, like, one of the original superhero movies. But it's, like, it's fucking weird. Like,
yeah.
It's
And then the second one.
It's a little, yeah. Go ahead.
What's the second one called?
The second one's called Split, which everyone thought was like a horror movie.
Yeah.
And so everyone thought it was a horror movie. And spoilers if you haven't seen Split, but if you've seen the Glass trailer, you pretty much know what's going to happen. But I want to say the movie, because the movie's just about a dude with multiple personalities who kidnaps some girls and things like that, right? At the end of the movie, you see John McClane, Bruce Willis's character, and Samuel L. Jackson's character, like, watching the things that are happening on TV in that same universe. And so you're like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah, they call it, what was the name of the train? There's like a train. The name of the trilogy is named after the train accident that apparently gave everyone their powers or something.
Oh, I don't remember. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I was reading it on Wikipedia because I'm like, I didn't know anything about this.
But, like, yeah, so I think it'll be pretty cool because that Split was a pretty cool movie. It was scary, too. Like, it was kind of
like horror, but
I'll have to check it out.
It's nice. It's like what you kind of want. If you're going to go, like, grimdark superheroes, it's pretty good as far as that goes.
I'd like to see that. I didn't realize there was an entry, that many more entries in that. I'll check that out. I'll get back to you later.
It kind of snowballed, too, because, like, I don't think a lot of people knew. Like, some people were speculating, and then, like, Split came out, and people were like, holy shit, and then it, like, pulls all these other, this one other movie in, and then there's a sequel.
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dang is going to be making another movie with a twist.
And it's not The Happening.
One more. I think it's probably good length time to end it, but I want to end on a fun fact. You know how people always joke about the French flag being the white flag of surrender? Right?
Yes.
I didn't know this, and maybe you did if anyone else paid attention in history class, but there was a time period where the French flag was actually a white field. Between Napoleons, when they had...
Two Napoleons?
Yes. Yeah, well, between Napoleon's first reign and second reign, essentially, when he got exiled and came back, the July Revolution or whatever it was, the monarchy that came into power then, I can't remember, what's a Louis or something, right? I was just clicking through and I didn't notice this. But it was actually their flag was a white field. I was clicking around Wikipedia and I thought it was a broken image. And I clicked into it and I was like, nope, it's just a white field.
Interesting.
So I don't know now when people joke about the French flag, are they making fun of the fact that it was surrendering, or are they actually referencing the fact that it was white once? Now I have to revisit a bunch of conversations.
Why did that flag get, like, why is that no longer their flag? Like, what happened in the transition?
So Napoleon overthrew the King of France, right? And then started the First French Empire, which was not actually the First French Empire, but that's what they call it. And then he took over most of Germany, Italy, Spain, and then pushed too far into Russia and got his ass kicked. And then eventually one of the coalitions, there were a bunch of coalitions, kept trying to stop him, and he kept just crushing them into powder. And then eventually one of the coalitions stopped him, and they kicked his ass back to France, and then he abdicated the throne. And I can't remember the order, because this happened multiple times. At one point he was exiled, and then he came back with another army and did it again, and then got exiled again. And I think he might have died at one point, but then his son took over, I think it was his son, because Napoleon II, I'm pretty sure it was actually his blood son, went over and took over again, and then he got his ass kicked back. And so that's what the joke about the French are revolting, because they're always, there's that time period of the 19th century was nothing but French revolutions. revolting against one group and then counter-revolting against the other one, and then going back and forth and back and forth, and it's like, Jesus, I mean, that's why they had to invent the guillotine, they would cut so many heads off.
So the white flag was in the middle of that.
The white flag was, like, right between the first and second time Napoleon was in power.
But, like, I wonder if, like,
15 years, I think.
Is the white flag of surrender thing around before that?
That's why I'm not sure. I have to go look.
Okay.
Because this is the thing. I always thought the white flag of surrender was, like, a time-honored thing, but it might only be, like, mid-19th century, you know?
Maybe that's what, like, between the Napoleons, they're like, sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
White flag means we're good now. No longer that French flag you know and hate.
I'll have to look. But that was actually, it was after that was when when we know came about, the red, white, and blue, whatever you were right over.
The American ripoff flag?
Yeah, actually. It came after our flag.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'm not wrong once.
Our colors are the ripoff of the British flag, so.
Damn it.
But it's true. I mean, that French, in its current configuration, is substantially younger. Their government is substantially younger than ours. Ours is actually one of the oldest governments kicking around in like the European whatevers, except for Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I do want to say one thing. Before we finally finish, and it's just about this whole.
It's supposed to be a factoid, not a.
Remember, like, I shouldn't, because this isn't gonna come out for a while, right?
Yeah, at least.
Okay, I won't say it then.
At least 6 weeks.
Because I was gonna talk about government shutdown stuff, but it's probably already over.
Well, it's not gonna be more relevant.
that's, well, I guess I was just gonna say, if there's a place called Alpine Mountain Bank that's doing furlough loans if you need it.
Oh.
So go find it if you you're still there, and sure, if you need rent and shit like that, go find it, because there's banks out there that will loan you money for this type of thing, and they're pretty, they're 0% interest and for those 6 months.
I feel like
thing, so.
I don't know how many people listen to us that are on that are government.
You never know.
That's fair. I guess. Okay. If you're a government employee, shout out. We won't shoot you.
Much. No. Whoa. Why would we shoot them at all?